Rishi Sunak is now officially the British Prime Minister. And while that's the top story in the United Kingdom today, it's also big news in India, where many Indians are celebrating. Sunak is of Indian descent and is a practicing Hindu. Let's hear more about reaction from NPR's Lauren Freya, who joins us from Mumbai. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
So what's the reaction been in India?
Well, one of the main TV stations here ran a chyron across the screen saying, "Indian sun rises over the empire." And outside my window in Mumbai, firecrackers have been going off all night. It's Diwali, the Indian Hindu festival of lights. But people are also celebrating Rishi Sunak's appointment as prime minister and also a cricket victory over Pakistan.
He didn't swear in on a Bible, Lauren. He swore in on the Bhagavad Gita, the sacred Hindu text.
Yeah, heavily covered in Indian media. But this year, India has been celebrating 75 years since the end of British colonial rule. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi referred to those historic ties in a tweet congratulating Rishi Sunak. He called Sunak a living bridge between India and its diaspora.
What are some of the other reactions across the subcontinent?
Yeah, for some time, people in South Asia have been following Sunak's career because of this heritage. He was born in England. His parents were born in East Africa. But both of his grandfathers were born in Punjab in what was then British India. And even as UK Chancellor, when Sunak lit Diwali lamps at Downing Street 2 years ago, video of that went viral across India. And today, people are sharing pictures of him in Hindu clothes, and they're adding devotional captions to their tweets. You know, but also minorities around the world are applauding what they see as, you know, the UK's openness to diversity, that a person of color and a religious minority could reach the highest office in the UK. It's also a time of reflection in India, though. An opposition politician tweeted today saying, "Yes, Indians absolutely are and should celebrate Rishi Sunak, but they should also ask themselves, could a minority do this in India, where minorities face discrimination, even attacks, especially the country's biggest minority, Muslims, and especially since Modi's Hindu nationalists have come to power?"
So, Lauren, is the affinity that some Indians feel for Sunak likely to translate into any real policy changes between the UK and India?
I called up a spokesperson for Modi's Bhartiya Janata Party, or the BJP. His name is Guru Prakash. I spoke with him today, and he said that the party and the government are hoping that Sunak can revitalize the India-UK relationship. It's been strained in recent weeks after some comments by the then UK Home Minister, Suella Braverman, who said Indians are the worst overstayers of UK visas. Now, she has since resigned, and India says it's working with UK authorities on any visa issues. But those comments may have led to the scuppering of a UK-India trade deal. The British wanted that inked by yesterday, but there's been some political chaos in London, which you've been covering. Sunak's government will lead those trade negotiations at a time of incredible economic upheaval in the UK. And incidentally, I just want to add that, like, the UK needs India more than ever before. Post-Brexit, it's looking for trade deals. And India has the bigger economy now. India's economy surpassed that of its colonial master earlier this year. But the question, of course, is, you know, how much will Sunak prioritize this? He's got a lot on his plate with a lot of domestic issues right now.
That's NPR's Lauren Freya in Mumbai. Thank you.
You're welcome.